Secret footage filmed in Magaluf at 5 a.m.
Heading down to the beach.
A young white woman with blonde hair makes her way over to a sun lounger and sits down. She brings her hand to her head, and a man with his face blurred out approaches. He leans over her and says, "Hey, are you good? Sorry, are you good?
Sorry, are you good?
Oh, vile.
Do you want to talk a little bit?
Huh?
Do you want to talk?"
The man continues, "You want to talk a little bit?" The woman shakes her head and says, "No." The man says, "No? No kiss? You are my last chance. Do you want to kiss a little bit? No?" He goes over to another man and tells him, "She's completely wasted. Let's go for it." The second man sits down next to the woman and she immediately gets a text from her film crew reading, "Ellie, sit up if you need help." Ellie stands up and takes a couple of steps away from the lounger.
When it feels like there's like more than one person,
yeah.
It's like, fuck.
Untold. Magaluf Undercover. Predators and Parties. Footage showing colourful lights sweeping across people packed into a nightclub. Then Ellie walking up a street lined with bars and shops.
I'm Ellie Flynn, a journalist and documentary maker. I also love a party, and I've spent a lot of time in bars and clubs over the years. So this is the Magaluf Strip, which is the busiest part where everyone comes for a night out. Two silent discos, which you can never have enough silent discos, and then just like more bars all the way along. Fast food places, obviously essential for the end of the night when you've been drinking and need to get yourself some cheesy chips to sober up.
Snippets of footage from nights out.
Magaluf is full of 16 to 34-year-olds, situated on the Spanish island of Mallorca, which gets 4 million tourists every year.
21-year-old Ella.
I love to dance. I love, like, the camaraderie between girls, especially your close friends. When you're, like, out and just having fun and you're, like, you kind of see their face and you're both really happy. The euphoria of just being with your close friends and dancing, like, there's nothing more fun, I think, than dancing on a night out, like, anywhere you are.
But with this fun comes a dark side.
This part of Spain, where Magaluf is, has the highest number of sexual assaults in any part of Spain. And I want to know why that is. What is it about this place? What is it about these kind of holidays? Because it's not just here. It happens wherever there are party holidays like this. What is it about these kind of holidays that seems to put women at risk?
It's like another world out here. Mm. Home's bad, but here. Those are boys just grabbing you and you're like, no, they don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, we're gonna touch you, we're gonna do anything. Magaluf is known as Shagaluf,
yeah.
So.
They think they're gonna get a shag from you no matter what.
Yes. And do you feel like that's what they come here for,
yeah.
Typically?
On a mission, they are. That's their. They'll be like, that's it, and tonight, and then they'll just do what they want.
Yeah,
it makes you feel gross.
We've commissioned an exclusive survey asking over 500 men and women aged 18 to 35 about their experience on party holidays. Shockingly, nearly a quarter of all people surveyed said they had experienced sexual assault.
We'd all turned 18. We wanted to go on a party holiday. We decided on Magaluf.
Just walking down the street, there'd be about 10 different guys shouting at you, or catcalling them, telling them to come here, and then calling them names if they don't go over to them. Like, slag. Just telling them that they're ugly if they don't want to come over.
19-year-old Eva.
It's Friday night in Magaluf, and I'm getting ready to go undercover. I want to experience firsthand what a night out is like here and understand whether there's a risk to young women. I'm teaming up with fellow journalist Emily Burtley. We're going to pretend to be on a girls' trip.
I'm ready.
Ready?
Yeah.
How you feeling?
I'm a bit apprehensive.
Yeah.
A bit nervous.
Yeah, it feels like it's quite busy.
It does.
I think, yeah, all the hotels are fully booked as well, so it'll be interesting to see what it's like tonight.
It certainly will. There's lots of people on the streets today, big groups of lads, big group of girls as well, to be fair.
Yeah. So it feels like it's more boys than girls.
Yeah, it definitely does. There's a lot more lads than girls.
I'm wearing a wig to try and disguise myself, in case I'm recognised from my previous reports. Oh my God. Absolute state of this. I think this is hilarious.
I actually think it looks really good.
Did it?
Yeah, it really suits you.
Just turn around.
Our clothes hide tiny undercover cameras. They'll capture behaviour that wouldn't be possible with open filming. Yeah, I've got a lot of space and stuff.
Comfortable?
So comfortable. We have a big team filming and keeping us safe. They'll be close by, ready to intervene if Emily or I feel in danger at any point.
Feel prepped. I do feel prepped.
Emily and I are heading to Punta Baena, otherwise known as the Strip. It's the heart of Magaluf's party scene. It's packed with bars and clubs, and on busy nights, thousands of tourists. Here, anything goes. Locals refer to it as the 500 metres of shame.
A naked man hanging from his arms as other men slap at his blurred-out genitals.
In the past, there were reports of wild bar crawls with exploitative sex games. In one case, a teenager from the UK was egged on to give blowjobs to 24 men in exchange for a holiday, which turned out to be a drink.
News headlines.
These have wound down in recent years, but the sex-fueled party culture of Shagaluf remains.
There are so many lads. There's just so many men everywhere.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. This is Emily's first time on the Strip.
First impressions.
First impressions. Chaotic. Yeah, it's very overwhelming, isn't it? Like, with me first in, it's so busy.
As we make our way up the Strip, we're constantly stopped by PRs trying to get us into the bars.
Come on, just one drink. Have a Smirnoff Ice.
They're offering all sorts of cheap alcohol deals.
A man says, "Are we getting drunk tonight? Come on, girls, you might as well get a drink in here. Don't be shy."
It was never just one person trying to get you in the bar.
And always trying with these offerings like, buy one shot, get two drinks, or buy one drink and get three shots for free, and trying to offer you some good deals so we could like trick us into their bars.
18-year-olds Emmy and Matilda.
Everything on the Magaluf Strip feels designed to get people really drunk really quickly. For lots of people, getting smashed is a key ingredient for a good night out in Maga. But evidence suggests that this can sometimes be taken advantage of.
Whenever I've been super drunk, it has not been a man that's turned around and been like, "Hey, are you okay to get home safe?" It's other girls, because we know how dangerous it can be. And we know that, like, awful things can happen to you if you're too drunk and you're on your own.
40% of the women we surveyed felt someone had tried to take advantage of them on a night out when they'd had an alcoholic drink.
Shaky body cam footage showing a brightly lit street.
In 2023, there were 48 rapes reported to the police in the Magaluf area. Many of the victims were young British women. Some of their attackers were strangers. Others, they'd met on a night out. Assaults happened at their hotels, the beach, and the Strip. It's 5 a.m. The clubs are closed, and everyone piles out onto the Strip. From reports, most sexual assaults happen around now, in the early hours after the bars and clubs shut. I want to understand just how dangerous the Magaluf Strip can be for women at this time of the morning. So Emily and I are pretending to be drunk, to see what, if anything, happens.
People milling about.
Nearly 40% of the women surveyed felt that someone had tried to take advantage of them when they were alone on a night out.
A man sitting next to Emily on the front step of a fast food restaurant says, "I like you." When she replies, "Huh?" he repeats himself. When she shakes her head, he says, "You don't like me." After a few moments, he asks, "You have a hotel here or outside?"
outside. You're about down here or
outside?
Holding his phone in one hand, the man says, "You like the beach? This side have beach. This side have beach."
And we're in this environment where everyone is drinking, everyone is trying it on. It can be really hard to differentiate between someone that's trying to take advantage and someone who isn't.
The crew are very close to me. They've spotted something and immediately let me know.
Three men with blurred faces are standing in the street opposite Ellie and Emily.
The men have been staring at us for 10 minutes.
A text reading, "You should get up and walk alone if you feel okay."
I leave Emily with some of the crew and walk away alone, pretending to be drunk.
She stumbles away from the step and walks past the men. One of them reaches out, but she ignores him.
A third of the women we surveyed have been followed on holiday. One of the three men, the guy in the black t-shirt, watches me leave. After talking to his friends, he follows me. Is he going to help me? Or is this something more sinister and coordinated? I ask the crew if any of the men are following me.
A text reading, "One following along, black shirt."
Hello?
The man asks, "How are you?" Ellie tells him, "I'm fine." And he then asks, "Why are you drunk? Are you drunk, huh?" Ellie says, "No." And he asks, "Are you okay?
Are you okay?"
"Yeah, I'm fine."
When the man tells her, "I have a car," Ellie replies, "No." The man says, "You're nice, very beautiful. Where do you live? Are you from London?" As she's looking around, Ellie quietly replies, "Maybe."
"Are you from London?"
Yeah.
"Where?"
"Where? Where are you from?"
"Where are you from?"
I just need to go somewhere.
"Are you on vacation here in Magaluf?"
Yeah.
"Are you from England?"
"Yeah."
"Yes. You Italy?"
"No."
"Roma."
Standing close to Ellie, the man says, "Roma, you've been here long? Do you need help?"
"Do you need help?"
"No, I don't need help."
"I will help to find your place."
I don't need help.
"You don't need help?"
"No."
The man tells her, "It's a pity. You're very beautiful. Why are you alone? You're with friends?"
"We are with friends."
"Yeah."
"Where are your friends?"
"Where are your friends?" "I don't know. I am your friend."
"I'm your friend."
He knows where my friend is.
No.
I'm going to try and lose this man. I turn around to walk back, and another guy intercepts me. The first man steps away.
"Hi, hola, ¿cómo estás, mi amigo?"
"Hi."
"Hi, what's your name?" "Where are you from?"
"Right now. Where are you from? What's your name?"
My name's Annie."
"Your name's Annie? You're English?"
"Yeah."
"Stop right now. So you're Spanish to a T. You know, because I feel like we get along. You don't feel that?"
"You know what's crazy? I feel we do, though.
Because you got a type. Tan guys, young tan guys. And I fancy blondes, though."
While the second man is talking to me, the first man remains nearby, watching. The crew see him smirking at his friends.
"Annie, I'm going to have to cut."
"I'm going to have to cut."
I walk away, but the first guy continues to follow. My heart's racing, even though my security is only across the road. I walk as far as I can down the strip.
"They're still looking for something. We're walking towards you."
Finally, I lose him.
If you're in a foreign country and you don't know where you're going and you have lost your friends and you're drunk and you don't fully understand the conversation, like, you might think that guy's a taxi driver. Like, he's there saying, "I've got a car, I can take you." Like, there could be a miscommunication there where you might end up getting in that car. And I honestly dread to think what would happen in that situation. And what is even scarier is that he seemed to be alerting his friends to the fact that he was off to go and target a vulnerable drunk girl. And his friends were like, yeah, cool, and just stood there while he did it. And to see something happen in a group like that, in such a targeted, orchestrated way, was really shocking. I've never seen anything like that before.
The sun peering over a mountain overlooking hotels and apartments. Then people relaxing and walking on a sandy, sun-soaked beach. Not wearing her blonde wig, Ellie's walking along the strip at night.
I came here for my first holiday with my friends when I was 16. And yes, we're being back because it's like, I feel like loads of the bars are still the same.
Hello!
So yeah, so this is crazy. So I've actually got a photo literally standing on this corner when I came here when I was 16.
She's now standing on a balcony, looking at her phone.
The maddest thing that I've noticed looking back at these photos is that in so many of them, there are guys seeming to latch onto us. I remember guys coming up to us almost non-stop, trying to dance with us, kind of like coming up at you, trying to like dance on you from behind. And yeah, you kind of laugh it off as something funny at the time, but I don't know, it's kind of gross when you think about it. Because I was also basically a child, you know, like I was 16. I think the first time you experience it, it's all a bit of a laugh. Not for everyone, but I think, you know, you can sometimes laugh it off. It's just like, oh God, wasn't that guy weird? And now, you know, 10 plus years later, I have had that experience time and time and time again, and it's not funny anymore.
Back when I was 16, Magaluf was at its peak as the holiday destination for wild parties. But since 2020, the local government has been trying to regain control by introducing excess laws. Now, there's a limit on alcohol deals, and shops no longer sell alcohol throughout the night. The rules also include fines for being topless and naked in public, and police presence has increased. But the new rules have not brought down the number of sexual assaults. The number of cases have actually gone up and are now at their highest levels. So why do things seem to be getting worse in Magaluf? And are the attitudes of some of the young men coming here on holiday contributing?
Online comments, some of which read, "Don't go on holes with a bird, come single. I have a girlfriend, but I slept with four birds in one night," and "Have three drinks, two shots for 10 euros, and some free pussy."
I want to go and have fun with my friends, I want to go party, and I want to be with my friends. That was why I was there. Not to pull, and I think that that is a lot of people's reasons for going. I can understand for some people there is fun behind just going out, having a party, going home with someone, and that's a fun night, and it doesn't have to not be fun. It's when guys think, all the girls here want to shag. They all want to shag me, so I can do whatever I want.
Our survey found that one in three men believe those who are drinking alcohol or are drunk are looking for a sexual partner. More than one in four men believed someone chatting to them on a night out meant that person wanted to be sexually intimate with them. But sometimes, intentions are far more sinister. 13% of men and women surveyed thought their drinks had been spiked on holiday.
I've only had one drink and I feel really drunk. And then I went outside and we walked down to the beach. And as we were walking down to the beach, I just started to feel worse and worse.
Ashley, not her real name, has asked to remain anonymous.
I was on my own at the beach and I could barely speak, I could barely walk. And thank God there was this boy there and he was lovely. He took me back to my hotel and he left me at reception. And I was like so vulnerable. If I come across the wrong people or the person who spiked me, there was nothing that I could have done.
Just this year, three women were reportedly raped on these beaches. Two of the victims were British.
July 2024, British tourist allegedly raped and robbed on the beach after being found passed out.
Because many of the women attacked were reported as being drunk and vulnerable, I want to investigate what could happen if I find myself alone on the beach, seeming too drunk to consent. It's 4:30 a.m. and I'm back on the strip, undercover.
I will act drunk, sit outside one of the venues on the strip and see if anyone approaches me. This time, if they do and I am followed, I'm gonna make my way down to the beach, which is just behind the strip, to a sun lounger and see what happens. We've got security and the whole team positioned and making sure that anyone can intervene if it looks like anything is going to happen.
Secretly filmed footage shows Ellie in her wig shambling across a road. Having reached the other side, she takes a couple of steps back while holding her phone.
I don't have to wait long.
A shirtless man with a blurred face approaches while she's sitting on a step. He says, "Hello, do you have a light, please?" She shakes her head and he says, "You're so beautiful. What's up?" She tells him, "I'm waiting for my friends." He says, "Sorry?" And she repeats herself. He says, "You lost your friends."
You lost your friends. Huh? Oh, babe. Where's your friends?
Leaning over her, the man says, "Huh?" And Ellie replies, "Don't know."
Come on, come with me. I bring you to your friends. Don't.
He reaches out with his hand and she says, "No. No, I'm fine." Ellie stands up and tells him, "I'm gonna go this way." The man says, "Huh?" And she says, "I'm gonna find my friends." When he asks, "You okay?" She responds, "Yeah, I'm okay." As he walks along next to her, he asks her again if she's okay. She says, "I don't know." And he then asks, "You need something to drink?" She tells him no, and he asks if she needs something else before asking where she's walking.
Tell me which club you walk.
He asks, "Tell me which club you walk." Ellie says, "No," and he tells her, "Hello, I just want to help you, hey." She replies, "I'm okay, I don't need help, I don't need help. I'm going to find my friends." He says, I know, hey, sorry. You don't have to make so many pressure.
So many pressure.
Ellie repeats, "I don't need help." And the man asks, "What do you mean?" She says, "No." And he replies, "But why?" Ellie tells him, "I don't want to." Texts come in from the crew. "Stand by, she's being followed to the beach. We've got eyes on." The man asks Ellie, "You want to find them here?" Then tells her, "Look at me." She replies, "No, I don't need to." Following journalist Ellie onto a beach, a man says, "You want to try to leave? Look at me, look at me."
Pretending to be wasted hasn't stopped this man from following me.
She lies back on a sun lounger and her body camera shows him leaning over her. He asks, "Shall I help you?" She says, "No." And he replies, "No, you don't want to help?" She repeats, "No." And he tells her to look at him.
Look at me.
Ellie says, "I don't need help, my friends." His sentence is broken up by commands for her to look at him. The man replies, "No, no, I don't want to help you. I just want to know your name. What's your name?" Ellie tells him, "Annie," then repeats herself when he says, "Huh?" The man asks, "Annie, how old are you?" He then says, "Tell me how old you are. Let me help you. You look so good. You're drunk, but you look good. That's not good, I guess." One of the secret cameras zooms in on Ellie and the man as he tells her, "Oh no, don't sleep."
"Oh no, don't sleep."
Part of me wants to stop this, but I need to let it continue, as I'm still not sure what this man's intentions are. Nearly 1 in 10 of the women we surveyed say they have experienced a sex act without their consent, including rape, while on holiday.
Crouching next to Ellie as she's lying on the sun lounger, the man says, "Wait, let me sit there and you can come to me. Go on, go on, go on. No? Can I call your friends? Yeah? Let me sit here, let me sit here. Come on, come sit to me, next to me. Come on.
Come on, you can sit to me, next to me, come on."
Ellie tells him, I'm fine, and sits up. When she moves along the lounger, he sits next to her.
He puts his legs around me and tries to pull me towards him.
The man asks, how can I help you, huh? He then says, what's this? Is this your friend's? And points away from the lounger. Ellie tells him, no. He says, wait, wait, wait. Tell me how old you are.
Tell me. Tell me how old you are. What?
I just need to call my friends.
Yeah.
A text from the crew comes in. Sit up if you need help.
Hello.
The man tries to move his hand up my leg and kiss me, so it's time to get out of here.
No.
Following a text reading, security go, a woman comes over.
Oh, fuck.
Damn.
You have to choke on those.
Hello.
You're right. Fucking hell.
Their arms around each other, the two women walk off, and the man trails behind them.
Fuck, yeah. I've been bringing you.
It was really hard at points.
Emily lets Ellie into their hotel room.
That was so intense. That was like, it was so weird to be in that situation, in this environment where I'm like filming and working, because it was like still really, like it was like really confusing almost, where he was pretending that he was helping me. Like even when it was happening, when I was walking down, I wasn't sure. I was like, oh, is he just trying to make sure that I'm okay? I wasn't sure. I was like, because all he was saying on the way down was like, no, like, you can't go off on your own. Like, where are you going? Like, where are you going this way? Like, where are your friends? Like, he made me feel on that walk like maybe he was just looking out for me. He wouldn't stop touching me. He wouldn't stop trying to kiss me. He was telling me I was beautiful. He was persistently hitting on me in a way that was harassment. Like, it was sexual harassment. He was like trying to get his hand like up my skirt, while pretending that he was trying to help me. And then when you look back on it and you look back on the fact that he's come over to me and he's followed me, it then feels premeditated. But I didn't feel like that at the time. When I was walking down, I didn't know that that was what was gonna happen. Like for me, there was as good a chance that he was gonna try and help me, try and make sure I was all right.
Assaults aren't just happening on the Strip and the beach. Last year, there were 3 alleged cases of gang rapes happening in hotels in Magaluf and nearby areas. Incidents have also been reported at popular boat parties and pool parties.
Me and my friend, we went to a pool party and I can't swim, so I was holding onto the side. And this guy that was there, we didn't know him, he was a stranger. He kind of came up behind me and he grabbed my legs and put them around him. Because I can't swim, he's like holding me up, but he's like grabbing my bum under the water, like trying to grab my boob. Just kind of felt like it was very normalized there.
Around 30% of the men we surveyed told us they'd kissed someone without their consent during a night out on holiday.
You were dancing, it's crowded, you could have people touching you. I had a few guys trying to kiss me, like, out of the blue. And he was like, and I was like, get off me! But you feel so helpless and vulnerable. And you know that even if I tried to protect myself, I probably, most likely, wouldn't be able to do it.
No.
A busy nightclub.
After a while, you just felt a bit like prey. They are right up behind you, like on your backs. So you can also like feel that they're bigger than you, which I think is like an intimidation thing. I had like a crochet dress. One of the men came behind me and his belt buckle got stuck on my crochet dress. It basically is how is the best way for me to describe how close they are getting to you and like what they're doing. So like right on my ass, which is basically like pulling my dress backwards when I tried to turn around. And then now I have to unhook my dress because he won't unhook it. When that happened, I was like, can we just go sit down? Because I'm sick of this.
In our survey, almost 35% of women experienced unwanted touching while dancing on holiday. And a quarter of the men believed someone dancing or standing alone indicated they were looking for a sexual partner. Yeah. Emily and I head back to the clubs.
People dancing in a nightclub as different coloured lights sweep across the crowded space. His face blurred, a man takes a sip of a drink and hands it to Emily, saying, I don't want you guys thinking it's spiked. Try it, try it. He does the same for Ellie and says, I swear it's not spiked.
It was like there was a constant stream of guys just coming over and trying it on, and some would kind of try it on, leave when you weren't interested. Keep grabbing your hand, trying to like spin you round.
We created a code word at the start, so like if we're uncomfortable,
an escape word.
We've been able to all like walk out. Okay. So I feel like that's what most girls should do when we're here.
There's been like no security the whole time we've been here. Like there'll be girls throwing up, like this girl, bless her, she was literally sick, throwing up in the toilet. And we've got these security guards just being there.
We noticed that Emily, who's 23 but looks younger, seems to be targeted more frequently.
Secretly filmed footage shows a man with his face blurred asking Emily, have you ever kissed a guy without knowing him? Emily asks, you what? And he repeats himself. She asks, why are you asking me that? The man tells her, you look frickin' shy. Emily says, shy? What does that mean? He says, that means, you know, you want something that you can't go get it.
Go get it.
She asks him, why are you asking if I've ever kissed anyone? His mouth close to her ear, he says, it's just that I noticed that you're shy. Are you shy? Look at me. Let me show you something. Emily says, no, and steps away with Ellie.
They would just grab me from my waist, from my bum. Like sometimes people would just grab my bum. I was always quite forceful with it. I'd be like, get off me. I would always try to wear shorts under my skirt or maybe wear a longer skirt just to feel safer, which you shouldn't have to do.
Guys could grab you under your skirt or some your dress and touch people's like
private parts.
Yeah, extremely private parts, like yeah. Touch your vagina without hesitation, go grab you under your skirt and touch your vagina, and I think that's just outrageous.
Almost one in five of the men we surveyed say they have touched a stranger without their consent in an intimate area during a night out on holiday.
A man's dancing in front of Emily.
This guy's getting too close to Emily, and it goes beyond her comfort levels by repeatedly touching her and leaning in on her. The crew has to intervene, not once, but twice.
As she and Ellie are dancing under the club's bright flashing lights, the man steps in front of Emily again, holding a drink up in the air. A crew member moves forward and pushes the man back. Emily.
All these things have been happening to us, and we know you just shrug it off like you would on any night out. If something happens, you do generally just try and shrug it off. But I've had this kind of reflection in the morning where I'm like, no, like this actually is really like inappropriate and actually really disturbing.
Emily and the crew member hug.
I went with my best friend and she brought out her younger sister, who is like 18, very young, going clubbing abroad for the first time. The focus the whole time was on the youngest girl. And I don't know what it was about it, but it did not feel like it was because she was so gorgeous. It's because she was young. And that just felt weird.
We want to look at the attitudes of men towards younger girls. So Emily starts telling people she's 15 if asked.
Yeah.
Three of us sit outside and two men join us.
She really wanted a car, but it's her first proper holiday, so
We said we'd take her.
What?
Make misbehave a little bit.
No, you're not 15.
Shit.
You're chatting shit. You're not 15.
She's on her first holiday.
He's lying.
She is. Yeah.
How old are you?
Me, I'm 27.
Oh, you're right. I'm 26. I'm 26.
How old are you?
21, 22. 22 now, later. No way you're getting old now. 22. Sorry, I'm not asking your names.
Charlotte.
Lovely to meet you, Charlotte. By the way. Charlotte, what's your name, Charlotte?
Annie.
Lovely name, man. Wow, you're a non-sing, bro. Yeah. You're a non. It's all right, we're on holiday, don't count.
15.
One of the men says, it's all right, we're on holiday, don't count. Doesn't matter. We're on holiday.
Is that true? Is that the rules?
Is that the rules?
If she's got a full hymen, I'll know.
Okay. You what?
What?
What did you say? I didn't say anything, I was talking about drinks.
What did you say?
I said
something about her hymen.
What did you say?
The man says, I want to see if she's got a fully developed hymen or not. Ellie and Emily's security guard says, your biology is so shit. You're born with a hymen. The man says, yeah, I know. Body cam footage shows Ellie and Emily approaching the door to their hotel room.
Okay.
In the room, Emily takes in her reflection in a full-length mirror before turning to Ellie.
Oh, that was really interesting. I mean, I can't believe how that's the first time really that we've like sat and properly engaged with a group of guys and like had a chat with them. And I feel like it was so revealing that they weren't asked about the fact that you're supposed to be 15. They were making loads of like inappropriate comments, hitting on you persistently, even though you told them that you were underage.
Yeah.
But I was just like nervously giggling the whole time. I just couldn't believe what he was saying.
I know, I was just kind of sat there with my drink like, oh my
yeah.
God. And it was the way at first he whispered the hymen. It was almost like he was trying to like, just like secretly get away with it with his mate.
Nearly one third of young men and women told us they felt someone tried to take advantage of them on a night out because they were young. So far, the beach at night has felt like the most dangerous place.
We've heard of lots of different cases of sexual assault, rape.
I'm gonna try one last time tonight to see if this really is something that's happening on the scale and at the frequency that I fear it is. I'm dreading doing it again. It's really, really draining, and being in that position is difficult. Even as a journalist, even knowing that I'm safe from anything actually happening, it is a horrible situation to be in.
This time, I'm sitting on a lounger pretending to be drunk, and I'll wait to see if anyone approaches me.
#UntoldC4.
I've been in Magaluf for 3 days now. And being alone on the beach at night is where I felt most vulnerable and most afraid.
One night we'd gone down and we'd met a group of lads on the beach, which some of my friends were talking to them. And it kind of got to the point of the night where we thought, okay, we're gonna go back up. And at that point, we kind of realized they weren't gonna leave us alone. As we started walking and they started following, and we actually had to run away from them up the stairs, which wasn't easy. Looking back on it, that's pretty scary.
Most sexual assaults reported in the news appear to be perpetrated by tourists, but organised criminals also operate in the area. Last year, a 25-year-old British woman was allegedly raped and robbed near the Strip by two men suspected of belonging to a criminal gang. I'm back on the lounger, pretending to be drunk and alone.
She's sitting with her head in her hands.
Two men walk over. One of them approaches me.
His face blurred. The man leans over her as she's slumped on her side and says, "Hey, are you good? Sorry?"
"Sorry? Are you good?"
"Oh, fine."
The man asks, "Do you want to talk a little bit?" And Ellie responds, "Huh?" The man repeats himself. And when Ellie shakes her head, he says, "No, no kiss. You're my last chance. Do you want to kiss a little bit?" Ellie says, "No," and he echoes her.
The guy leaves. I think he's giving up. But instead, he goes to talk to another man.
She's completely wasted. Let's go for it.
Vamos.
The first guy lets this third man know that I am drunk and then calls out to someone else. I stop the undercover because I'm genuinely scared. Despite being sober and surrounded by crew, I don't know how many of these men there are. I signal for security to get me out.
Okay.
She goes to the security guard.
Yeah.
As they're walking away, Ellie says, "Sorry, that just scared me. I didn't see him coming. Because the other guy was talking to me and I just thought, oh God, there's two." Ellie texts the crew, "Sorry guys, I got scared. I thought they were working together." And the crew reply, "They defo were. Whatever felt like the right thing to do is the right thing to do."
Yeah, that just like scared me a bit. I was like, I think suddenly when it feels like, I know everyone's there, but when it feels like there's like more than one person, it's like, fuck, like.
Body cam footage shows Ellie walking along a street, then standing opposite the security guard in a room. Ellie says, "Sorry, that was so intense." And the other woman hugs her.
Oh, sorry, it's like so intense.
When they pull away, Ellie tells her, "It's just like a lot."
"It's like a lot. I don't know, I feel upset. It's like, it's just like really scary. And it's, even though it was really quick and like sort of in a way nothing happened, it felt like the most intense moment and the scariest moment because it suddenly felt like there was a potentially coordinated attack. And it just like made, really startled me. It was like so disorientating because I just didn't know where he'd come from. I didn't know if they were together. I didn't know where the guy that was talking to me first had gone. And all of a sudden, I just got, like, really scared. So I was like, fuck, how many of them are here?
After I left, the team continued filming and captured the first two men regrouping. It was apparent that they all knew each other.
The men look around.
When I watch it back, because these things aren't happening on a whim, it's not just like a chance thing where someone happens to be there and I happen to be there and it just happens. It is calculated.
I wish that people could travel to these places and party and have fun but still feel safe. If someone clearly says no and you can see on their like body language that you make them uncomfortable. Just leave them alone.
I feel like, well, if you're a guy and you meet a girl and you caught an interest in her, well, sure, approach her, talk to her, do it in a respectful way.
Yes.
Don't touch her. Like, you have no right to touch another person's body.
No.
Even if you're drunk, even if she's drunk, like, be respectful.
I feel like there's an escalation throughout the night in all the behaviours where it kind of starts with just like people sort of trying it on. And then it's like, it's almost like as the hours go by, the behaviour becomes more desperate, more predatory, less consensual.
Footage filmed from a plane's window as it speeds along a runway. Then Ellie coming through a set of automatic doors at an airport in the UK.
In many ways, the things that I saw and experienced in Magaluf were an exaggerated version of the things that happen back here in the UK and elsewhere. And while there have been efforts to clean Magaluf up, it feels like, as is so often the case, women's safety is not top of the priority list. It's clear that there's a fundamental issue with the attitudes of some of the young men who were going to Magaluf on holiday And look, some people are going there because they want to meet people, because they want to have sex, and that's a big part of the experience, and that's absolutely fine. But it feels like, especially as a woman, if that's not what you want, then you're almost blamed for going. It's like, why are you here if you're not looking to have sex? And so there's this culture of harassment that's just tolerated, and bad behaviour becomes a part of that. And my worry is, if those attitudes don't change, and if women's safety isn't seen as a priority, then things aren't going to get any better, and we're going to see exactly the same issues next summer.
She sets off through the airport with a backpack,